The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant continues. A hopping place this morning, Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Lots of folks in having some breakfast this morning, but we've got a place for you here. Come on down and have some breakfast. You can have your pick of the pig this morning. They've got
Your
pick of the pig.
Is that really true?
Yeah. Ham, sausage, sausage links.
I thought it was just a Brianism.
No, no.
Not really. Pick of the pig.
Yeah. You got all kinds of breakfast meats this morning, eggs.
Well, you'll be full. You'll be full after you have one plate.
That's exactly right. And don't forget, you can get pancakes made to order. Don't order but one.
Yeah. And if you order the sampler platter, you better just get a small pancake.
Most certainly. So I want to remind folks of the schedule this week before we get Barry Wertman in here. The schedule for the radio this week is on Monday. We will have basketball coming up Monday. The Oakland Patriots are headed to Shelbyville. That's a rescheduled game, and so we'll be on the air on Monday, and we're going to find out from Mike Wright the scheduled start time for that one. And then Friday, we're going to go to Eagleville and broadcast community at Eagleville on Friday in State Farm prep basketball coverage for the week. So we've got a busy week. Our first two-game week in high school basketball. Then we're going to do a game from the State Farm Holiday Tournament on the 20th, and there you go. That's kind of the broadcast schedule coming up. John, I'm going to let you pick Kevin's brain here in just a second, by the way. Talk to him about the boys' slate in those games, so there you go.
You're going to let me do what?
We're going to let you
Sorry, I was helping over here.
Talk to Kevin about the boys' side of things so we can get a bracket and take a look at the holiday tournament.
Oh, okay.
And, see
yeah.
what games we could possibly do.
They've got a really good tournament coming up. And, of course, we've got the girls, I think, thinking about covering one of those games. And then some really good teams coming in, especially from West Tennessee. And, you know, when you get in that area, that's a pretty good basketball area.
Most certainly. So we'll be doing something during that time. So I want to remind folks of that as well. So let's
All right. I'm gonna mosey on down to the line again and see if I can maybe pick up another pick of the pig.
You're gonna sling some hash over there?
Yeah, I might help them in the line a little bit.
They are
packed in here tonight, folks.
That's the good stuff. All right, we're gonna shift into the conversation here about the Blackman Blaze boys basketball and Barry Wertman. Joins us this morning. Barry, nothing like getting here early and just now getting your breakfast. That's a good thing, though, I guess, for the restaurant here.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a nice spot.
I caught a glimpse of you the other night wearing that visor, doing a little scouting on Thursday night, I guess. If there's a basketball game going on and you're not playing, you're somewhere probably watching a future opponent, aren't you?
Yeah, it you know how it is. Once you get into league play, it's Tuesday, Friday night, so I guess this time of year, and as well as obviously over the Christmas break, it's a good time to get out and try to see some different people that may help you down the line.
Well, you've got to, because with Tuesday, Friday, you're just looking at film, and it helps to see them in person, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the league takes on a new look this year. A lot of good young players in the league, a lot of teams playing in a little bit of a different style. So probably more important for our staff to get out this year more than we have probably in the past.
Well, there's quite a buzz around the Blackman Blaze boys program and with everybody. I was just talking to Lonnie Drayton just a few minutes ago, and it seems like on the boys side of things, it's the door's wide open.
Yeah, a lot of teams that have real nice pieces to their team and play interesting styles of play. So you're right. A lot of different styles of play, as I said, that could be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Well, I haven't had a chance to see your squad. I have seen Oakland, and they're kind of young. but very athletic program. And Siegel is much different. Gone are all the big 6'8s. They've got some height, but they're quick. I guess you saw that the other night with the game with Antioch. But you've got a pretty good squad yourself, and bring back some experience. And I know that you've been kind of taking your lumps the past couple of years just to get that experience and bringing back a pretty talented bunch.
Well, yeah, last year was always my first year. Very, very pleased with our team. We were fortunate to win a lot of close games and play with quite a few young guys. So even though they're juniors, they got a lot of experience. And Damian Sales and Jalen Smith, two seniors, along with Terrence Smotherman, a young man that's moved into our program, provide a nice base of experience. And we've got some nice young guys that are getting experience as sophomores. So we're sort of 16 months into this thing, and we're really pleased with where we are over the 16-month period.
Now, let's see. 5-2, is that record right now?
We are 5-1.
5-1, okay. So you've played some pretty quality competition, I know, as well, and kind of tested the 8 AAA waters, region waters, a little bit too.
Yep, I played home and home with Lawrence County, who's got a nice team that'll continue to get better. That was good for us. Ravenwood on a neutral court, I thought was a nice test for us. Had a ball in lead, but 4-point lead with the ball and 2 minutes to go. And, you know, it was a good learning experience for us. Missed some free throws down the stretch and probably didn't time and score as well as we needed to in that game. But nice team in Ravenwood. It's been the people we played have been different styles. We've seen zone, run and jump type presses. We've seen change in defenses in Columbia, who we played, provides a nice around the goal challenges us to rebound the ball. So it's been a good mix of teams that we've played to help our team develop and grow.
Ravenwood must be pretty good. They beat Siegel last night. So
yeah, Ravenwood's a nice team. I think they'll finish 1-2-3 over there on their side. That's a good basketball league over there. But they got a nice squad with nice experienced guards that sort of play the right way. So yeah, they got a nice squad.
We're talking to Barry Wertman this morning about Blackman Blaze basketball. It's boys week this week, and how is it putting the schedule together? The schedule has to, I know you have to work with Chad on that, but not a lot of people want to play on the girls' side, and not a lot of people want to play you and boys. It's kind of hard to put a schedule together, isn't it?
Well, you know, at some point, the TWSAA is probably going to have to help the basketball side. You know, get different districts that play different districts that play. They'll play league games on two games before Christmas, and then District 8 plays one. We don't play any until after Christmas. It's very, very challenging to put a Tuesday-Friday schedule in place and keep your freshman schedule. Try to have some sync, you know, be in sync in that regard. So it's being tough, especially right around this area when people start playing some league games in other districts. So, and then, like you say, you know, people got to have, you know, people they want to play home and home. They played for years, and so it's a challenge, but me and Chad work hard at trying to get some continuity and balance to our schedule.
I don't think a lot of people realize that the fact that it's a six-game district or 16 district, that, you know, most are at least 7 or 8 teams, and so you have more two-game sets there. I mean, that's a swing of 4 games that you've got to find.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And, you know, like we had a Friday night open last night. We've been trying to fill the thing since the day I got here. It's just a lot more challenging. We're having to play Monday night coming up, and that's just not something we want to do. It's not good for our freshman schedule. It's not good for the continuity of our schedule, but like I say, we're working hard to try to get that thing balanced.
We hear about it, and you know, coming out of football season, we've heard from a lot of those coaches. They too, you know, have a hard time filling half of their regular season schedule with someone else, and so you've got to do very much the same thing. So, I guess Stewart's Creek will help out with that in a couple of years, but we're probably, well, they'll play a JV likely, so who knows? But that's only one more team.
Right.
One thing I do like about the fact that you don't have to play a district game until after Christmas, you can put a lot of games under the belt and get through the holidays without having one of those early, you know, December slip-ups in the district that can kind of change things down the road.
Yeah, well, there's so many dynamics come into play when you start playing before Christmas, especially in a state like ours where Middle Tennessee, where football is so strong and a lot of guys, teams are going deep and players that are playing – as well as just like you said, I mean, teams develop and grow. You know, you think about a Siegel team that's young, they're going to be as good, if not the best team in our league by February, and in a lot of people's eyes, their talent level. And then you've got other dynamics. Look at Riverdale with injury situations. So I think if we would all set to get the calendar set where everybody played it after Christmas district schedule, you would have a true champion. You don't want somebody that's got beat twice before Christmas and then you get in February and they're playing the team that won the league or the district is playing maybe the sixth or seventh place team in the first round, but in truth be told, by late February, they may be the third best team. So, and then it also helped with our scheduling across the state if we could do that. I know there's some challenges of that because of the fact that some teams have 18 districts and some teams have six and even five. So there's some challenges that, tweaking our calendar and doing something, I think it could really help the academics as well as the athletic side of the basketball scheduling.
Well, I know from a radio scheduling standpoint, you know, when you get into January, it makes it much easier because you know when middle is playing and you know when the Lady Raiders are playing and you've got Tuesday, Friday in high school and you know, but November and December is a challenge.
It is. And that's part of it. Basketball, November, they're trying to grow your team and shape your team and playing on some odd nights. And like you just mentioned, but that's what I'm saying. I think that I like the fact that our league stays away from games before Christmas. I know weather is always a challenge, and some people are worried about weather, but I just think it produces a true champion. You can sort of grow your team and shape your team as well as work on some things that just improve your team, and it doesn't affect league standings or league play. So I like what our league does, and I hope that our coaches will stay with that, especially with the numbers that we have at this point.
Barry Wertmann, our guest, talking Blackman Blaze basketball. Coach, I always think about the basketball season being in several parts in high school. You have the November and December schedule as one. You have the holidays as another, which can be challenging. But you play a lot of games generally over the holidays. Then when you jump into the district schedule and then the postseason and tournament play, so you're about to wrap up one of those sections and go into the Christmas slate, and you're going to play a lot of basketball games.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've got a really unique group of guys, man. They love basketball, and I mean love it. I'm talking about, like, they work at their game and are extremely fun to coach. And I really like, over the 15 months, the short time I've been here, being with these young men that just embrace basketball and work. So we actually played Thanksgiving and before and after Christmas, something I've never done in 21 years. But these kids really want that. Their parents embrace it and support that. So with this group of guys, we're gonna do that. And I think it's gonna be a great opportunity to grow our team. We've got a nice challenge this week with Columbia and then a Franklin County team that plays some zone that I think will help us after Christmas in league play, and then go over to Independence tournament, play two of the better teams in the mid-state in Brentwood and Hillsboro. And you get to go to a real nice tournament at Beach and play different styles with different type teams and programs that'll grow our team as well. So we try to look at this time of the season to really grow our team. Actually, this morning we're going to put in a new defense and try to grow and develop and work over that over the Christmas break and try to get our team not only as together as we can for district play, but just continue to grow our skill set and bringing our team together over this period. So Christmas is a great time to get to spend a lot of time with your team and really shape your team.
You've got back-to-back games too, Monday and Tuesday, so that's going to kind of give you some type of idea of having a quick turnaround too.
Yeah, I'll be honest, that's not real ideal. It's not something we wanted this time of year with our academics, but we got to do better in this state in regards to our coaches I'm talking about. We had a team that we didn't have a contract with, it backed down. We finally got that Friday game filled, so we're playing back-to-back, but it's not something we want to do this time of year. Matter of fact, me and Chad have talked, that's not something we're going to do. You know, it's a Christmas-type thing maybe, or a Friday-Saturday. And so that's just a challenge that we've got in a one-time deal, but we'll embrace it, and our kids will we'll get our kids in study hall right after school on Monday and make sure that they're prepared as much as they can to not be affected academically.
And this is midterm week here too, so I guess, you know, that makes it kind of tough, but at least you've got the rest of the week.
That's right. We're gonna, like I say, we're gonna embrace the study hall and make sure our kids are ready as they can.
Absolutely. Then you have quite a layoff, you know, not playing until the next weekend. But then you've got Christmas and the break, and right after that district schedule, then it's Laverne, Smyrna, Oakland, Siegel, Riverdale, and then Laverne, Smyrna, Oakland, Siegel, Riverdale. So.
I love how our league does it. Like I say, playing all those games after Christmas, you get a true champion. Your team is all the teams are sort of as right as they're going to be in regards to growing and developing. So that's going to be it was really fun last year's first. I was my first year in the league, and I really enjoyed the fact that you played teams bang Tuesday Friday, I think basketball in Middle Tennessee really starts to think about basketball after the bowl season, if you will, and people get engaged, and it becomes a really, really nice environment in Rutherford County in January and February for our league games. But I'll tell you what, there's some really nice Christmas terms that our teams are playing in, and get to see some really quality basketball. And I'm really excited about what we're going to do over in Independence, where we're going to play Brentwood and as well as Hillsboro. So,
well, the fact that you have Gym Rats as basketball players that really love to be there and love the game, they're going to be either playing or practicing or playing a pickup game or something. And knowing you and your demeanor, that if there's a ball around, you want to be involved. That has to be such a great mesh for you and the kids, and it's a lot of fun.
I love it. I really do. I mean, we I've never had a group of it's hard. It's really hard to show film to high school kids, and we've shown it to varying degrees because of the what you can get out of it and the maturity level. But these guys, boy, they'll concentrate and listen with no silliness and extremely fun to coach on the practice floor. And we do probably a little bit more walkthroughs than I've done in the past in preparing for opponents, because they can just they embrace it and enjoy it. And I just love to be around them, and our staff enjoys the kids, and the kids enjoy our staff. And our team, I don't know how good it'll be, but it'll be the very best it can be, because we've got great young men that really embrace what we're trying to do.
Well, Barry, we will see you back here the first of the year. You're the very first 2012 coach, one of the first coaches here. We'll get back into boys conversation right after the holidays and jump into the district. And I'm sure we'll be talking about Laverne, Smyrna, Oakland, Siegel, and Riverdale, and then back through it again.
Absolutely. I know it's a little early, but best, Merry Christmas to everybody. Appreciate what you guys do for high school athletics.
Well, we have a bunch of fun doing it. Barry, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Barry Wertman joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. He's going to grab some more breakfast here. And John Palmer is going to join John Dinkins in just a second. And we're going to talk about Siegel basketball. We've got Oakland, Eagleville, Laverne, and Middle Tennessee Christian School still upcoming as well, as we continue here on WGNS AM/FM Online.